Weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment. And joining me in studio this morning is Tyler Jack, principal of Osmond Elementary. I also have Deb Wolfley with the LCSD2 Education Foundation and Chantel Johnson with the PTO for Osmond Elementary. Tyler, Deb, Chantel, how's everybody doing today?
Good. Good morning, Duke.
Good, yeah.
Well, appreciate you being in studio. Principal Jack, let's start with you. There's going to be a it's already started, actually, this big fundraiser auction for a new swing set, I understand, at Osmond Elementary. Tell us about what this project is for and why you guys are so excited about a new swing set.
Great. Yeah, thanks, Duke. So for many years, Osmond has wanted to get a set of swings out there on the playground. If you've been on the playground, it's a nice, huge, big space, has some climbing equipment. But as one of the students said, when I was talking with him, he said, well, what's a playground without swings? And if you think a park or a playground, have you ever been on one that didn't have swings? It's kind of a core necessity, honestly. And so as I took over at Osmond at the beginning of this year, a lot of the staff, that's one thing that they brought up, would really like some swings out here. There's a lot of, you know, our winters are long, they can play in the snow, but wouldn't it be cool if we had some swings? And so it's been a big deal and on the mind for quite a while, but it is a rather expensive endeavor. So because of that, it was pushed back for a long time. But we're excited to work now with the foundation and with the PTO to be able to raise the funds to make that a reality for the kids, not only the kids at Osmond, but the community as a whole. That playground gets used by the community and for dinners and family parties and neighbors and things like that. So would love to see that benefit our whole community too.
Awesome. And so, of course, you mentioned you loop in the PTO and the Education Foundation. Deb Wolfley's here with the LCSD2 Education Foundation. Deb, what's another project for the foundation, right? I mean, you guys needed just one more project, didn't you? This is a really cool one, though. So talk to me about how this came about and how the foundation decided and why the foundation decided to get involved.
Well, so, you know, I've talked to Tyler, you know, in the last couple of years about a variety of projects that, you know, he saw a need for in the other school and out at Osmond. So when he mentioned that one day about the swing set, you know, how important it is, I got thinking about that and kind of put really in the back of my mind as far as foundation work. And so the foundation, we have several things we're working on, and we're looking always for, you know, people and businesses that want to help out in a variety of ways. And so one day, I was able to get a hold of a lady that lives out of the area, but she grew up in Osmond, and her name is Shalane. And so I got talking to her about the foundation in general, and she asked me, what does the foundation do, you know? And so I mentioned several things, and then I mentioned the swing set, you know, kind of in passing. But it really, you know, did something for her because she really got excited about that. And I guess being from Osmond and going to Osmond School there. And so she asked me a lot of questions about it. So we talked about it. And then I went back and talked to Tyler and said, you know, that this lady has some interest maybe of helping us out a little bit there. And I talked to our foundation board members. So long story short, that getting back to Shalane, she says, apply for a grant. And so we did that. We applied for a grant, and we got a good chunk of money from her, and she's willing to help out. But she says, you know, the community really needs to step up and help raise the rest of this money. So the foundation board's behind that, behind this project, and so we're excited to help the Osmond PTO about it, and so that's where we're at.
Well, awesome. So Chantel Johnson with the Osmond PTO, also here in the studio today. So Chantel, they come to you and they say, hey, we got all this money for a swing set, but we're this much short. And so you're doing a fundraiser auction, I understand. Tell us what's happening here and how this is all going to work to kind of round out this whole thing.
Well, we had the idea of doing an auction through Facebook. I think this is a great way to get the whole community involved. It's not just, you know, one event where some people can come. Really, everybody has, you know, a neighbor that goes to Osmond or a grandkid, or they went to Osmond. And so with doing this Facebook auction, everybody can be involved. And they can be involved either by donating on the Facebook page or bidding on it. And so once the auction opens this Monday, the April 17th, then people can get onto the Facebook page and make some donations. We already have a few. So we've had, you know, some great businesses in the Valley that have made some donations that we're really excited about. We've got A fun one from the Afton Fire Department. They're going to donate a ride to school on a fire truck.
Ooh, cool.
So we thought that'd be pretty fun.
How about just a ride to SBI? Can I win that one? just drop me off here at the radio station.
I'm sure. Yeah, exactly. We can work something out with that. And then the town of Afton's donated a season pass to the golf course once all this snow melts. But it's not just the businesses. It, like I said, it can be anybody can get onto this Facebook page, donate something, and then bid on the things that have been donated.
Very cool. And so what's that process like? Well, I guess first off, tell us the name of the page. How do people find this page? And then how do they bid?
Okay, so it's the Osmond Elementary PTO fundraising page, and they really just have to be part of the group. You'll have to go on to Facebook, request to be part of the group. Once you've been accepted, then you'll be able to see all the posts. At that point, if you want to donate, then you can get on, donate, make a post with your donation. One of our admins will approve that donation. And then once it's approved, everybody that's part of that group will see that donation. And then people can start bidding. The way to bid is just making a comment on the post of the item that you want to win. You're going to bid on it and just make sure that your bid is higher than the previous bid.
Excellent. And how long is this open, the bidding process?
So it's till the 28th. So it starts Monday, and then we're open for about a week and a half, and it closes on the 28th.
The 28th is the last day. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And I'm sure you'll work out logistics as far as payment and how to get people their things that they've won, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, we've got a lot of options. PayPal, credit card, checks can be dropped off at the elementary school. So really, anybody can donate, and however you want to donate, we'll make it work.
Awesome.
And so also, Duke, too, on the Facebook page, it'll have a link there to go to the Education Foundation website, and you can donate there. And that's another easy way that people can go there to donate for that project right there.
Perfect. Well, of course, we'll put the link on sbinews.com as well. Principal Tyler Jack in studio. Principal Jack, this is a... It's got to be cool to kind of see this come together, not just from within the school, but the entire community with the foundation and the PTO make this all come about.
And honestly, just that's what makes this valley such a great place to live. It's caught fire. It's been pretty cool to watch the community rally for this. So some of the huge ticket items that, I mean, it's going to catch anybody's eye is Simplot has donated entire beef. We're going to split that up into two beef halves. It'll be a Jody Kennington beef, and you can auction that, fill your freezer for the year. The new orthodontist here in town, Star Valley Orthodontics, has donated an iPad and a basket of goods, and that's a few examples, but it's really spreading and catching fire. Every time I look on our list of donations, it's grown by leaps and bounds, and just love this community, love the support, and what a great cause. This is a permanent fixture that'll serve our community and our kids. So appreciate all of you in the community and for your help and support with this project. And let's have fun with this auction. It's going to be fun.
I love it. So Principal Jack, you already have a swing set picked out. I mean, is there a design, and or is that still in the works?
We're looking at a six-person swing set, and that's still to be finalized.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. Well, Principal Tyler Jack in studio at Osmond Elementary, Deb Wolfley with the LCSD2 Education Foundation, Chantel Johnson with the PTO. Anything we missed on this auction?
So just one comment. Hopefully then it'll be in the paper too, that people can look at that, because it really kind of give a better description of the ways that this swing set will help, you know, certain kids, you know, special needs kids, that it's such a benefit for them. And so watch for that in the paper for us describing that information there.
Excellent. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SBI Radio Network.